The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, now look, this is really rough stuff. We played to you earlier the comments by the governor in relation to Hurricane Michael. Let's go to Harley.
It is really a mess. I mean, in and around the small town of Mexico Beach, Alan, the devastation is nearly total. Whole neighborhoods have been broken into pieces and scattered like wedding rice. There were a few hundred people who had refused to or delayed evacuating until it was too late to leave, and we don't know where many of them are. Maybe they got to a shelter. Maybe we don't know. But families who have gone to homes to check on loved ones are finding nothing where the home had stood. Cinder block buildings reduced to knee-high piles of debris kind of spread out and mixed with similar wreckage from all the other homes for blocks around. There's flooding in pockets and along streams and in low places from the Gulf Coast all the way up into Georgia, North and South Carolina, Virginia. Nearly a million homes and businesses with no electricity. Hundreds of thousands of people are in shelters or with family. They're depending on others for their water, for food. And if you can believe it, we were lucky in a way.
Well, this is Harley. Harley, I just was playing the governor. We just might listen here, backing up Harley's comments. This is the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. Listen to his language.
This morning, Florida's Gulf Coast, Panhandle, and Big Bend are waking up to unimaginable destruction. So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone. Roads and infrastructure along the storm's path have been destroyed. This hurricane was an absolute monster, and the damage left in its wake is still yet to be fully understood.
Staggering, Harley, isn't it?
Well, it is, and depending on how you measure the hurricane, whether it's barometric pressure or winds, it was the third or fourth most powerful ever.
Ever, to hit the United States, that's ever.
Yeah, to hit the United States. It's a bad one. Sometime tonight, it'll blast out into the Atlantic, roughly Delaware, and it'll start getting stronger again. The question is, where is it going to go? They think it'll go along the coastline and stay and won't come back into shore. Don't know that for sure.
No.
In a few days, it should be somewhere off the coast of far northern Canada.
All right, Harley. Well, look, good luck for the weekend.